is a deep throat informant who was with Miles Austin and Tony Romo in Las Vegas on Friday night. We have had to digitally alter this person's voice to protect their identity and so that they would come forth with their story. Deep throat informant, are you with us?
Yes.
Thank you for your courage. And can you start at the beginning? What happened that night?
Well, I was there with Miles Austin and the Romo in Las Vegas over the weekend. And there was nothing charitable about it.
Oh, really?
Ask yourself, is it charitable to make love to four women at the same time?
Well,
because that is exactly what I was doing when I saw them walking through the lobby.
What you were doing?
Tony and the Miles did not seem like they were going to a charity event as poker chips spilled out of their pockets and their mouths. Tony threw the dice over and over again, shaking his fist to the heavens and claiming that he could not lose because it was not December yet.
He does have a good November record. There's no doubt about that.
Tony spoke to me later and told me that this trip could not affect him like the Cabo trip because he was not with Jessica. Mm-hmm. Whose voice drains the human soul. Much like Barb Smith. Plus, he said he did not let bad luck charm Bobby Carpenter tag along. Because the third down seagull couldn't afford the airfare.
So that's why he wasn't there.
I must say that it was good to see Tony hanging out with someone less white than Bobby Carpenter, if only a little bit. The Miles Austin person seemed to think he had arrived.
Oh, really?
I was tipped off to this sentiment when he loudly proclaimed, "Move over, Jerry Rice. Senor Gums is in town."
He would not say that in a Vegas
just
nightclub.
Just based on a few games, huh?
Miles also confided in me that he was going to storm into Jerry's office this week and demand iPhone money.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
wow.
They then both pinned me down and made love to me.
Well, now that's what? Weird.
Before beating me about the neck and face area.
Well, now we have a story.
Then they humiliated me.
Then?
By forcing me to go to a Wayne Newton show.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, I cannot speak anymore.
Deep throat.
I'm too disturbed. I'm sorry. Barb, I'm sorry.
What now? Well, thank you for your courage. I think we got to the bottom of that.
I guess we did. 8:46.